Jay. Big Hood in the building. What up? How about the boys? The Dallas Cowboys, that is. What up? What up? Crack them if you got them. We talking about the Dallas Cowboys with the bandwagon boys.
We back. So what's going on? This is the Dallas Cowboys CanFan podcast, the fastest growing sports podcast out there. And if you don't just want to listen to us, you can find us on a few other social media templates. What would you call them? Apps?
Platform.
Am I a boomer? Starting with the Instagram, you can go to at Dallas Cowboys CanFan. And coincidentally, it's also the fastest growing Instagram sports entertainment page. And if you're looking for us on YouTube...
On YouTube, you still have to use the search function, but we're at 64 subs. We bounced up to like 72.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? I got so jacked up.
I think there was a gremlin in the wires. But yeah, just search Dallas Cowboys CanFan. For the time being, you'll find us. We'll be the number one search result. We got tons of cool videos and stuff. There is one in here where Anth just strips completely nude, so...
Butthole first. I start with the butthole facing the camera, and then I slowly turn around.
It's aggressive, but it's
Can art. I ask you something? When you... So...
Yeah.
I've never asked this because I was kind of embarrassed to ask it, but now that I've called them apps and not platforms, I'm just gonna...
You've exposed yourself.
Not just my butthole either. So I'm just gonna dive in here. When you say, when we get 100... You're mm-hmm. not like, what's that actually change?
So once we get 100 subs, then we're able to actually choose our channel name.
So what's, but I still don't get it.
So they'll be able to go youtube.com/CowboysCanFan.
Oh, and right now it's just a big gangly URL.
It's a bunch of letters and numbers.
Okay.
Which I've memorized, but I don't, you know.
Have you actually? It's like, yeah. You know, like when you were 20 before they had, bank apps, you had to remember your banking information when you wanted to log in online.
So much space wasted on series of numbers and letters.
So, Tay, it's good to be back with the bandwagon boys. I was out of studio last week.
It feels like it's been a while since you've been in the studs, you know?
2 weeks to be exact.
Well,
but it does feel like longer. Like it's a while. And you know what? We are on our 19th episode.
That's
boom, baby. For all you haters out there who said that we're going to die out, we just picking up steam, baby girl.
You want to hear something funny? Even Siri knows we're legit. When I get in my truck, Siri goes and gives me directions to Adam's house at this time. It tells me how long it's going to take.
Really? Thanks a lot, technology.
Because that bitch knows where I'm going. Thank you, Siri. I would love to know that it's going to take me 32 minutes to get to Adams.
Actually, is it Siri or is it Google Maps that's telling you where you're going to go?
It's Siri because I got the Apple CarPlay rolling. Yep. So it's Siri. It's Siri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does she tell you when to take a poop?
Yeah. Anthony, you're flatulent today. Anthony.
Have you not sat down? So what do we got going on?
Going to Adam Bess.
Adam Bess, exactly.
Yeah. Actually, before we get into, I was saying to the boys, Alex and Anth.
I was wondering
my kids.
Your kids.
No. Sometimes I think of you guys as my kids, but I was saying to them, you know, it'd be really nice for us to kind of just hash it out for a couple minutes, talk about ourselves. That way, the fans get to know us a little bit more. But it seems like we're already past that.
What do you want to know, fans? If you want to know anything about us, let us know.
But I want to call out bandwagon boy Alex today.
Oh, shit.
Because last week...
Oh, yeah.
Last week, he was hiding his fucking hand, and then afterwards, he showed us this gold mine of like his hand. Are you bringing it up on the screen here?
Look at how swollen.
Walk us through this. What the hell's going on here?
For audio listeners, it looks like someone took an air tube and shoved it into
your left hand.
Yeah, shoved it into my left hand, just right where the elbow bends, and then blew air into the rest of my arm.
So what actually happened?
Okay, so 3 weeks prior to this. And if you go back and watch the episode, you'll notice that I'm smiling. I look like I got Botox in my face because I got stung by bitten by a hornet on my forehead, and it swelled up my face for like 7 days. And anyways,
I didn't notice your face being swelled.
That was a different time.
That was at a different time. That was 3 weeks ago.
Oh my god! So you're like hiding the fact that you're getting
4 weeks ago now.
You're hiding the fact that you could keep getting stung and then it's swelling you up.
And then this one, I was just going down the hill to give my mom a hand with something.
Okay, well, we said we want to know about you, but we don't all want to know everything about you.
And well, look, I got stung by a bee, and I swelled up like that. So,
are you allergic to bees?
No.
Give us the video though. Give the fans the video.
So this is just. What it looks like, like Adam said, is it looks like someone who doesn't know how to draw just
no detail.
No detail.
Like, that one's the best. That's like Hulk fist right there.
It looks like an oven mitt.
You look like you have Hulk fist on. That one's good, too. Oh my God.
Fat boy hand.
Yeah, fat boy. You look like, it looks like you have a baby arm.
Okay. And here's the video.
Just an enlarged baby arm.
Could not stop laughing.
Nah, that is fucked. Bees, yeah. Hey, bees are nothing to fuck with. I don't know how Winnie the Pooh did it. He would just crawl right in there. He fucked with bees. And Alex, imagine you got stung by more than one. You would just be the Michelin man.
Yeah, I know. And then UK Steve sent us this after.
It's Mr. Burns in The Simpsons with a swollen hand, and that's exactly what your fucking hand looked like.
And it was full of fluid. It was the exact same thing. So anyways...
At least he didn't go into anaphylactic shock.
Look, this is the kind of gold that you don't get to see if you're just listening. And if you're just listening, we love you. We love you.
Yeah, but if you're just listening, you're definitely missing out on the show. That's what I got to say.
Let me just say this. Our audio's at peak. We're peaked with our audio. There's not really much more we can do in that sound effect, we can make it a little better in that way. But we got a lot. We've got big plans for the video.
Yep.
I want a soundboard soundbite of Boomer going, "He could go all the way."
Boomer Esiason?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Is it Boomer that does it?
I don't fuck. Every announcer does it. I'm not sure. Boomer. It's just Boomer. Or what? Sorry, Boomer.
Well, yeah. What was the one that Chris?
Berman.
Yeah.
Berman?
Berman's one?
Whoop whoop. Like whenever the guy's like juke someone, he goes whoop.
Yeah, and he does something. He did something else though too.
The Raiders.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now that we got to know a little bit about you, and a little bit about us, let's move on.
We're gonna dive.
Alex, if he was in the movie Sliders, that episode, or in the TV show Sliders with Jerry O'Connell, if he slid to that world that had killer bees, I guess it wouldn't matter if he had an allergic reaction to bees because they're killer bees, but. Yeah. You definitely don't want to go to a parallel universe and get slid into that.
Before we dive in, speaking of killer bees, it's not because one bee is deadly. It's because they swarm you and they sting you to death.
That's right.
So yeah. just thought I'd throw that out there. Don't jump in water either.
Thanks. Well, this just in, Anth Bess is a botanist out there. He knows.
they're a violent
And yes,
gang.
I know a botanist is a fucking
plant guy. So biologist maybe?
Biologist.
Okay, Cowboys news. Actually, Stephen Jones admits he made a mistake.
Now, what's
That's
this base?
Juicy.
Now, who the hell is Stephen Jones?
Stephen Jones is the COO of the Dallas Cowboys.
This is Jerry's son.
Jerry's son, yeah. Okay. And not the oldest.
He's not the Jones.
He's son of Jones. And he's actually been, as I'm pointing the knife at you, because I just have a knick-knack knife in my hand.
Why you got a knife?
I don't know. I gave it to you to crack the bottle. Crack the bottle.
How about you put it down so that no one gets
down.
Hurt?
So, Stephen Jones has kind of taken the role over as he's kind of making the decisions with... signing players, and he figures out all the salary caps and all the signing bonuses and
CCO or COO.
I don't know. You fucking read it. He's one of them.
Stephen Jones admits Cowboys mistake. We should have signed Dak the first time around. And of course,
what he's basically implying there is they went and franchise tagged Dak twice.
Yeah.
If they would have signed him before the first time they franchise tagged him. Last year was the first time.
I think they did do...
No, they were going to do it this year, but they did franchise tag him, and then they came to an agreement.
Right. Okay.
So they were going to franchise... They franchise tagged him last year. Dak bet on himself, it still paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Dak bet on himself saying, I'm going to play on the franchise tag, and I'm going to end up getting a huge contract or go elsewhere. Steven could have probably signed Dak for somewhere in the $25 million a year.
This is the time of the episode where Anth Vest is drinking beer and he's...
Okay, I got it. I got some air. So they could have basically signed Dak 2 years ago for $25 million a year. I'm 25 or $28 million a year. Instead, he's getting paid $40 million a year. So that was a very expensive mistake. And it would, I mean, if they did sign him for that $25 or $28 million a year and he came out and balled out, they would have ended up giving him an extension. But it still would have given them probably 2 to 3 years where they would have had, you know, an extra $15 million per season to sign. You could probably get 2 to 3 really good free agents.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephen Jones, yeah, he fucked up bad by not just signing Dak. I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
You get him. Like, they should, after his 4 years and he did pretty well, they should have right there signed him, not fucked around and then had him come out in year five, light it up and then get hurt and realize that the Cowboys can't be successful without him. Like, it probably would have been, he probably wouldn't have got as big a contract if Andy Dalton comes in and gets them to playoffs. And it's like, okay, well, maybe Dak's not really the reason why they're so good. They're still a really good football team, even without Dak. Instead, yes, without Dak, it was like, it looks, I mean, there was a lot of other injuries too that probably played in Dak's favor by not having any of the offensive linemen. So Andy Dalton didn't really have the team that Dak has. So it was kind of a perfect, non-perfect storm for Dak Prescott.
Okay. Did they sign him, Dak, after or before he broke his leg? I can't remember.
After.
Right. I felt that was the fucking...
We talked about this. Yeah, how stoned are you when we do these?
Today I came in a little bit more stoned than normal.
Little chai-eyed. Yeah. They signed him after the injury, and that's the big kind of question mark, because you don't know. No one's seen him play a meaningful snap since he's broken his ankle. And it's not even an ankle break. It was a compound fracture, which is pretty gruesome.
I don't give a shit. I seen those highlight videos on the Insta.
Well, they definitely gambled. They gambled, and I really, really hope it pays off.
Mm-hmm. There's some other stuff on this page, but we're going to...
Well, this is because these are usually good. They do kind of like a recap of all the main Cowboys articles.
This is blogging the boys.
Yeah, they're pretty much like the biggest...
They're kind of like the bandwagon boys a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
They're pretty good. I like blogging the boys.
All right, there's some shade being thrown around. This is another bloggingtheboys.com article by RJ Ochoa or Ochoa.
Yeah, but it's based off of an ESPN article. So the ESPN ran their ranking of top wide receivers, and there is no mention of Dallas Cowboys Amari Cooper, which a lot of Cowboys fans are kind of questioning. We did look at this list. There is a lot of...
I mean, I'm going to say a few things. I got heat last week for talking about Chump Change not being a top five, so I'm not going to give my... I'm just kidding. Of course I'm going to give my thoughts about this week.
Let's roll through the list here, and we'll just list them off and then see what we got.
Okay, who's number one there?
Number one, we got Davante Adams.
Which I think is kind of everyone's in agreement with that.
Number two, we got DeAndre Hopkins. DH. Yep.
The DeAndre Hopkins, baby.
I think that's fair. Stephen Diggs, a little surprised there.
I'm surprised at number three,
I think it's fair.
You know what? Top five. Stephen Diggs fan. I picked him up his rookie year in fantasy football, and I have a soft spot for
that. I don't hate the Stephon Diggs. I think Tyreek Hill, Stephen Diggs, and Julio Jones could all be kind of shifted in any spot, and it would be okay.
I am not. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see Julio Jones with the Titans. I think that'll be a fucking formidable offense. But I'm not really a big... I wouldn't be drafting Julio Jones.
You wouldn't? No. Not as your first... Like, he shouldn't go in the top two or three rounds as he usually goes.
Then I don't think that he's worth a top five here.
Yeah, that's a good argument, actually, I guess.
Yeah, true. But if they're also looking at this, if you're going to draft... You know what?
If I'm just looking at this list, I'm going to kind of steamroll ahead here. If I had to pick one guy, I would probably skid out of there just because of last year's production. It'd be Michael Thomas.
I think you're right.
I think I don't even know what week it went until he had his first receiving touchdown. And he was playing with fucking Drew Brees. So if we're going off of last year's stats, the rest of the guys like DK Metcalf I think DK Metcalf could possibly be higher.
He should be like number seven in my mind.
I think he should be between 4 and 7. AJ Brown, I think, should be better than Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna say this. Mike Evans to me is like a Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
It just does not. He's a fucking worker. He's a producer.
He's boring. He's got these boring... Well, actually, you know, he does have some pretty fucking good stats, but
yeah, he's good. Oh, he's an awesome player. So what do we got? We got two.
You know why I say that about Mike Evans? I feel like guys in our league, like Joey or Rev, would pick Evans up, and because of the production rate on him,
I know why though. I know why you think guys like that are kind of sleeping. Kind of, well, Tampa Bay's as far away from us as any NFL team can be, right? Yeah. So you don't really get coverage of Tampa Bay players unless they're obviously have Tom Brady on them. But same thing with Indianapolis Colts. Like, they're way the fuck over on the other side of the continent. So maybe you just don't get as much exposure as you do as, like, a DK. Obviously, you know, DK Metcalf. True. You see him all the time.
This is the problem with Cooper's stat line, I bet you, is that he only got 5 touchdowns.
I think he probably only did something like that.
But I just pulled it up here. But he got 92 receptions, 1,100 yards. If he just would have got, like, you know, 8, 9.
So what was he in 2019? Are they
2019, 79, 1,100 yards, eight touchdowns. So it's the touchdowns that are just keeping you back. Because if I look at...
And they're just basing it off of last year?
You know what we should do, though, real quick, just to kind of...
Make our own?
No. Mike Evans, 13 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, so that's pretty legit.
Okay, man. Guess what? Okay, Mike Evans, fuck you.
But go. Okay, what about Michael Thomas? How many touchdowns did Michael Thomas have?
That's
2, maybe?
But they're certainly, considering Michael Thomas's history... 0 touchdowns?
Yeah, okay, yeah, his first touchdown was in playoffs.
Okay, but this... is what they're banking it off, ranking him off of then, is his last full
his
season.
Yards.
What was his last full season?
149 receptions, 1,700 yards, and nine touchdowns.
But then he doesn't have Drew Brees next year.
I know.
So who the fuck is Michael Thomas? Yeah, get the hell off this list,
get him
bitch.
Off the list.
And get Mari Cooper
and
on
And you know
there.
What? You got to retract your statement. I think you said he had Tom Brady throwing to him, and you meant Brees.
And look.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. He had Drew Brees throwing to him, and he doesn't have Drew Brees next year because he's retired.
Now, further, there's this kind of a handful of receivers who received some votes but didn't actually merit the top 10.
And is he not even on there?
He's not on there. We got
what the fuck?
We got Calvin Ridley, Allen Robinson, the second, Odell Beckham, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin, Adam Thielen, which is surprising, Terry McLaurin, and Jarvis Landry.
Okay, let's see what NFL.com's top 200 fantasy players are. I want to see if he beats out any of those guys. We're going to cross-reference. We're going to do a little cross-reference.
Oh, there are a number of receivers in this. Right here. They're all 10 and who are not better than either Amari. Okay.
Oh, sorry. What?
Well, they were talking about that.
Okay, and this is PPR. No, they're not talking about fantasy. Let's get some fantasy outlook here. So this is we're looking at the top 200 PPR fantasy players right now in the
Sports
NFL.
Sports Illustrated.
Which is fine. I'll do SI. SI is fine. So where does Ezekiel Elliott, number 3, baby? Oh, shit.
Damn, Zeke.
He's getting some respect. I fucking love that. I thought Zeke was going to be way further down than that. Oh, I love it.
Next, we got CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, 35
and
36.
So who? Allen Robinson is still ahead of both those guys.
He's pretty good.
Justin Jefferson, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins. DK Metcalf's way higher than those other bums, Stephon Diggs. So, I mean, it's tough to judge these, but I think most fans, well, maybe not, because Mark Cooper's
Amari, 36.
I think Amari Cooper is going to fucking kill it this year.
Lamb and Cooper are both just out of those lists.
Is that the jersey you're going for then? Is a Cooper jersey?
Who?
You.
No, I got a Micah Parsons on the way, son.
You do?
Fucking rates.
Ooh. Damn, dog.
They just were out. I think they have such a small surplus of them.
Damn,
they
dog.
They had to wait.
I got my jersey coming, too.
Yeah, you did custom, though. Bandwagon boy on the back?
No. It's just there was
I don't think Alex knew exactly what he was doing when he ordered them.
Were you as stoned ordering the jersey as you are? Right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. Listen,
I guess you got to order and you got to pick your name.
No, Alex is just going to be 00
no,
name.
You pick. You pick the player, and that's how it. That like some players actually have jerseys already made, and some players don't. So you have to actually.
Like, you have, you like, if he got an Elliott jersey, he wrote Elliott wrong, and it's E-L-L-I-O-T.
Do you got a Jabril Cox coming? You got a Jabril Cox coming, don't you?
I might have a Jabril Cox right up your alley if you don't step back, son. Okay, let's lighten the mood up because
this is epic. I was just looking for something to post on the IG and I found this fucking abomination. And it's okay. Awesome.
I don't know how to get this playing. Here we go.
And go bottom right. Get that shit full screen. When I'm a Cowboy
Stadium or City. Oh my god!
This is Jerry Jones and Papa John's rap.
No, I got the sound coming through.
Sound? Yeah. Okay. I'll show you my favorite part. My favorite part's coming up right here. It's so fucking creepy. Wait for it. Right here. Okay, next we're going to get them both jumping up and down the stairs.
The TikTok kids, they're going to like us going back and forth like that.
Yeah, but that came out in 2012 or 2013.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
So no TikTok kids. That was before Jerry Jones was before TikTok.
Do you think Jerry Jones hurt himself on the jump? Like that? They're like, no, Jerry. We'll bring in.
I don't do stunt people.
I don't do stunts.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. Like that. I would be so scared for
him. The best line is, and I light up like a Roman candle.
Anyway, what?
First and foremost, I like my Papa John's. Hey, second, I like God.
I wonder if Jerry Jones has ever actually had Papa John's. Papa John's?
Oh, probably doesn't even know what the fuck it is.
Pizza. Yeah.
They have Papa John's in AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean Jerry Jones eats it.
Just kidding. You know what? I said that with confidence. You believe me. And,
I did. Weren't you there for a game?
Yeah, maybe they do, though.
Wait, we can't talk about it. Steve's not here.
Yeah.
It's not what would Jerry Jones. It's what are you doing, Jerry?
Yeah.
What would Jerry do? What would Jerry? I couldn't
okay,
even say that
okay,
joke right.
What
That's how stoned
okay,
I am.
If we don't have a good what would Jerry do today.
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
But I got a little side one that we could do a quick little mini one here.
Okay.
What kind of pizza do you think Jerry Jones orders?
He's actually, he doesn't, at his age, he can't do dairy anymore. So he just has the
gluten-free, like, just marinara sauce?
No, the vegan, what's that vegan cheese that you can put?
You know what? If Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones would not be a vegan.
If someone told him it's going to make him live another 20 years, yeah fucking would. Right, he would.
I'll just pay somebody else and change my food habit. He's a meat lover. He's all meat, no veggies.
Just a
double
cheese. Steak pizza.
It's like flank steak or Kobe beef steak.
Yeah, Wagyu steak.
Wagyu steak.
Wagyu steak
beef,
pizza.
Bacon, extra bacon, double cheese. Actually, you know what? Four cheese on there.
Six cheese.
And I bet you he doesn't eat his crust either.
I think he's a ham and pineapple guy.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no. You know who's a fucking ham and pineapple guy? Steven Jones, that punk.
Oh, for
hey,
sure.
Hey, Steven Jones is trying to save the Cowboys. You watch your fucking mouth.
Steven Jones is, you know what? Nothing against Steven Jones except for the fact that he likes ham and pineapple.
I just found out about Steven Jones.
This is the thing. Jerry's going to be dead in the next 5 years. That's we got to start talking Steven Jones
okay,
up
look,
to get our media passes.
Steven Jones is the type of guy who he will buy the... then I shouldn't say this joke. he's going to buy this. He buys ham and pineapple pizza and then he takes the... He pulls the pineapples off.
He just likes the pineapple to give it a little
bit
of sweetness.
Just a little bit of sweetness.
Daddy, you know I like the zing on my ham and pineapple.
Why don't you go ahead and knock all those pineapple pieces off?
But sir, you ordered ham and pineapple.
No.
I didn't ask for excuses.
No. Steven Jones has his main head of security, Rico, will pull it off for him.
Yeah,
actually, no. Bobby Joe is his not Rico. Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe.
Hey, Bobby Joe, get over here and pull my pineapple off my pizza.
Pull my pineapple.
Yo, Steven, I just don't know why you don't get. You don't get just a real ham pizza with
ham and cheese.
Look, I'll go to Walmart and I'll get you some artificial pineapple sauce and you can just drizzle it all over your pizza.
I don't care if I'm paying $40 for a piece of pizza where I take half of the ingredients off top. That's how I like it.
That's how he likes his pizza. Steven Jones, for sure, is just a ham and pineapple guy, minus the pineapple.
You know what I like is I don't mind a ham and pineapple pizza with just a warm soda. Just a warm,
he gets his
warm
guy. He gets
Coke.
His guy to go warm up a fucking pop.
No, he's not a Coke. He doesn't drink Coke. He drinks like Dr. Pepper or he drinks like root beer.
Yeah, warm.
Yeah, warm.
Warm Dr. Pepper.
You know, one of those, it reminds me of one of those nights out in Texas when it was so hot that the blazing heat couldn't even cool down the refrigerator and I'd have these warm, whatever root beers in here. And I have my my daddy would get me my ham and pineapple pizza, and I'd take the pineapple off because I don't like the pineapple.
He doesn't call him his daddy. He calls him Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, yeah. Mr. Jones and me.
Mr. Jones and me. Okay. Nice little detour.
Yeah, detour. But,
okay.
So,
and now I want pineapple pizza.
Oh, I know. I'm kind of thinking about it.
You couldn't pay me to eat pineapple
You don't
pizza.
Like pineapple pizza?
Fuck
I don't
pineapple
I fuck
pizza.
With pineapple. I like pineapple pizza.
You know what? I'll eat a lot of pizzas now.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but you are up. You're the things you ham and pineapple was mm-hmm. your jam.
Yep.
I always like
And then the other time, too, remember when we had soup and you would put like a couple ice cubes in your soup because it was too hot?
Get a cool
I remember you asking my mom one time for ice cubes to put in your soup and she just said no to you.
Yeah, Look. If you're eating soup, the point of it is to eat it, not to be scolded.
Yeah. Don't fair enough.
Oh, do you know how many times I've burnt my tongue and the upper roof of my mouth?
Doing this?
Yeah, that's when you just got to slug back one of those warm diet or root beers. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Okay, now if you pull up the screen really quick. Here, just one second, let me crack
my peach drink.
Hey, crack them if you got them. Drink them if you have them, son.
Suck them back. Pull up the screen, Ed. If you're, sorry for the audio listeners. We're going real hard on the screen work today. There's my jersey. You can see my jersey.
Yeah, there it is. Did you go blue? Did you go navy blue?
I went blue cool. because I was going to go white, but then I was like, oh, I'm going to slop so much shit on this.
Yeah, but that just adds character.
It's true.
I'm getting myself a dark blue as well.
Yep. Are you guys going?
Nice, yeah, dark blue.
Okay.
Nice. Cowboy, it'll look great with my bandwagon
get?
Hat.
Banff, what's Micah's?
Yeah, I got blue.
Yep. Okay. Cowboys news from our favorite website, Blog of the Boys.
Dun, dun, dun.
Taking a look at the two most underpaid players on the Cowboys roster.
Can you guys guess? I mean, obviously, the pictures of one of them.
So, underpaid is in on an average or their value for the team?
So, yeah, it's the... I think what they did is they put them compared to their production compared to other people in the NFL at that same production rate and then compared their salaries. The second one, you guys will be able to guess the first one because his picture is right fucking there, but the second one might be tricky.
Is this Gallup?
That's Gallup, yep.
Okay, so Gallup's underpaid, but he's a third stringer.
But he's in his rookie contract. Don't go down. You got to guess the second guy.
Sorry, he's in his
rookie contract. He's probably making under $1 million this year.
Okay.
So, well, I mean, as far as, like, guys that have his production, he is underpaid.
Yes, yes.
That's what they're going against,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
He's going to be, next year, he's not going to be a Cowboy. Someone's going to fucking pay this guy a lot of money to be a fringe number one and definitely a number two wide receiver on their team. He's about to make, depending this year, I think even if he has a down year, he's still going to make bank going into free agency next year.
So, there we go. If we had our $25 million fourth year contract with Dak, we could have signed Gallup as well and had that fucking solid trio.
Exactly.
I think the number two would be Cedric Wilson.
Cedric Wilson? The receiver?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he had more than five catches last year.
I'm just joking.
Year.
You know what? I have the roster list up here. I just pulled a random name up.
Definitely not Cedric Wilson.
Okay. So
we've talked about him before.
I'm thinking totally Pollard just because I'm a Pollard man.
It's not Pollard. It's definitely not.
CD?
Well, CD's in his second year. No. So I'm just going to break it down for you boys.
Ben DiNucci?
No, Tyrone Smith.
Oh,
really?
Well, yeah, he's a pro bowler. He's an all pro. He's basically has one of the most important positions in the NFL. And compared to other guys at his position, he's underpaid. Because he got signed to, I don't even know what his deal was. He had a crazy deal a couple years ago. And he got, the Jonesies did pretty good to sign him to like a very team-friendly deal.
Okay. And you know what, Ant? I finally see what this website is. They're not writing all this stuff. They're just
no. They just they link it. Yeah, they just link. So that's what they'll do. They'll just link a bunch of stuff to other.
No hate on that.
I like it.
It makes it easy for us.
It's
a roundup.
This is Dallas Morning News. Then at 25 years old, I mean, damn, they have like a really young receiving core.
Yeah,
the Cowboys. We. Why do I keep saying they?
Yeah, we're on the fucking bandwagon.
I mean, he doesn't have his hat yet. So
hat or jersey.
Look, once I get it. August 10th or August 3rd, it arrives.
And I will only wear I'm going to order my jersey this week, and I'm only going to wear my jersey on this episode.
Nice.
It's hard to say. The thing that makes it hard for me to even figure it out is all. I mean, the second one I think is more obvious because a contract's a contract. And I can't read. But a contract's a contract. So, like, you know.
You signed it.
Yeah.
But what was his contract? Like, his contract was, I think it was like
I mean,
an 8-year contract.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
So, look,
Gallup?
No, sorry. I think Smith.
But
I think Smith's contract was like a really long. I think it was a big contract, a lot of years.
He could be the most underpaid player, but what kind of endorsement deals and stuff is he getting as well? That he's probably.
You know what? So Tyron Smith, he's a very introvert type guy. So I don't know if he's out there doing very many.
I was going to say, if he's an O-line, they probably are not getting... they might get like an dealership.
Oh, no, it's only 4 years. I don't know where I got 8 years.
Because you just make shit up.
Yeah, or maybe only has 4 years left.
There you go. That's what it was.
Who knows?
But
like is he only making $1 million this year?
10 million. 13.
Oh, I'm looking at... So how is he underpaid?
I see. Yeah, here. That's base salary. But he's got all these... restructure cap hits, dead hit. I don't know.
But the restructuring, that just restructures it so that they pushes money so he doesn't count as much against the cap. So he's not making a fuck ton of money, man.
No.
Compared to other guys at his position. $1 million is a lot of fucking money. He, compared to other left tackles in the league that might not be as tenured as him, make more money.
Okay, so bring it up. Who's the highest paid left tackle?
Highest paid left tackle. I'm going to go with... I don't even know. Let's check it out. Highest Trent Williams. Yep, Trent Williams.
Yep, totally Trent Williams. Sounds like a country singer.
He is.
So that's total value. Let's go. So we want the year. So it's actually Trent Williams and then David Bakhtiari.
So where's Smith on this list?
Laremy Tunsil's up there too.
Yeah.
Those are the three top ones.
Where's Smith?
I mean.
See, look at this.
He's right there. There he is.
And he is a perennial Pro Bowler, right? When he's on the field. So he is, and for as utilized as he is, and he's making Pro Bowls, making all pros, he's not even in the top 10 most paid left tackles. So I can agree with that list.
So why do you think he's so underpaid? Why haven't they upped him?
Because he's the type of guy he is. He's a team guy. He'd rather them be able to sign Dak and sign Zeke, as you can tell by his restructuring of his contract.
Yeah, so he gets a big payout. Down the road.
Well, if he gets another contract.
I'm trying to find Michael Gallup's now, too. Well, next year it goes up.
Just type it's Michael Gallup salary.
Oh, I thought I put that in.
I apologize, first and foremost, to every fan out there who's listening right now at Alex's inability to Google search at an appropriate rate.
I don't mind it. I think it's good pace. He's still making, but if you look at his other years.
Wait, you don't mind what, his amount or how Alex is searching?
Both. But if you look at his prior years, so he was, yes. He basically had it heavy loaded for his fourth year, but he made under $1 million his first three years, and he was a great receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Not great, serviceable.
But you know what? Here's the thing about wide receivers. There's a lot of good wide receivers. There's a lot of good ones. I got this Stephen Jones accent stuff.
Yeah, you know what? And I must say this. You know, this drink that you got here, I hated it at first, but...
I grabbed raspberry? Fuck me.
Okay, you should try one of these peach drinks over
these,
here.
This tastes
like summer right now. Peaches and cream.
Too late. So do you guys agree with that? I don't really know the ins and outs of the rest of the team, but per their production and their salary, I think just what we looked at, I think it makes sense. I really do.
We watched that Jerry Jones video, right?
Did you eat an edible now? Like, are you getting more high as we go?
Hang on. Oh, there was also this awesome video. We can watch this clip quickly. This is from
Hey Rookie.
Welcome to the NFL.
So if anyone listening, it's the minutes before Micah Parsons was drafted number 12th by the Dallas Cowboys this year in the 2021 draft.
And he says, if it's Dallas, I'm crying. If it's Dallas, I'm
crying. Do they got sound?
Yeah, we got sound.
I just had to go back. Because words really have power, Deron.
If it's Dallas, I'm going to cry, bro. I'm going to cry too, bro.
Ooh, look at that star-studded Dallas Cowboys mask.
Cowboys are on the clock. Micah Parsons has
long dreamed of playing for the Dallas Cowboys. Man, this would be...
Need Dallas to come get me? Need Dallas to come get me? You can't even guard me.
He always wanted to start this.
They could use somebody like me, bro.
Where do you really want to go?
Like, I mean, it's great. It's an hour and a half. It's on YouTube for free. It's fucking
dope. Yeah, we're
dope.
Sitting here watching this. But anyways, it's just kind of these types of things are so great, and the NFL does it better than any sport.
Yeah.
Is they let you into these
backstage pass.
Yeah,
it's
like,
having to be there.
Otherwise, it's just a bunch of players running around with helmets on. And maybe that's the disadvantage they have against other sports is, like, you can see a basketball player's face.
Yes, sir. This is Jerry Jones.
You can see the players' faces in basketball, and so I'm not saying in baseball, but in football, unless they're taking their helmets off, you couldn't pick them out.
I don't even know what the fuck he looked like. Yeah. Just a jack dude running around.
So this is like they just took it to the next level. In fact, one of the best documentaries that I've seen about just maybe not about the NFL, but a fun one, is on NFL films.
NFL films changed the fucking game.
Yeah, yeah. That
Steve, what was his
Steve
name?
Saban.
Steve Saban. Steve Saban.
Just
no.
Apps. Yeah. It was.
Why am I thinking someone else's name?
Oh, no. It's Staben.
Let's just see.
No. You're right. It's not.
Steve Sable.
Sable.
I was like, well, it's not. Saban's a coach.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sable. I mean, this guy. And I forget that
his dad actually started.
Steve,
it.
That's Steve
right,
Sable.
That's right,
Steve
that's
Sable
right.
took it to the next level.
He took it. His dad was always there doing it. And
didn't
then,
they just start going out and filming football games?
Well, there was a bid to film like Super Bowls 2 or 3, and he grabbed a couple. He used to film stuff in his backyard, and then he got the bid to go film it, and then that's kind of how it started, I believe.
His dad. But he, yeah. Like you said, he took it to a whole new level. Like, you get all the old videos of, like,
okay, so
the America's team was because of NFL films. The Raiders, there's the really famous Raiders one.
Okay, so who was their go-to composer? Who, like, all of the, when you're watching an NFL films and you're seeing that.
They had the same announcer, too.
Those running backs who do those nice big cuts and that music just swells up. What's the name of the composer?
Beats my ass.
Sam Spencer. Sam Spence? Sam Spencer?
Are you sure it's not Sam Saban?
Could be. But here's the fun...
American composer. Good job, Ad.
Another fun fact.
Whoa! Oh, I thought this was a deep cut. I thought he was just letting it all hang out in this photo here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, it's his shirt underneath. That would have been sweet if it was just a deep V.
Damn. I mean, these guys obviously were doing experimental drugs... before they were outlawed and demonized.
DMT.
I got into football when...
I thought you were going to say DMT.
I got into DMT when I...
played football.
When I played football. But I got into football because of NFL films. I remember I was at work one time and I was in sales in home theater and we just got high definition TVs. Or high definition boxes, and NFL TV wasn't in high def, still isn't in high def.
Not NFL TV. You're telling the story
NFL
wrong.
Network.
NFL Network is what got all of us into it because it came up to Canada 2005, and we all
2004, 2005. But it was because I started watching a bunch of the NFL films that were airing on the NFL Network.
Yep.
And just again, it's like watching a fucking movie.
They do such a good job. Yeah. I love NFL films. And you know what? Sable's obviously passed away. I think he had cancer, RIP. But the NFL team or NFL films team has carried on his legacy by still with high quality. Like, I'll still watch NFL films if it's on.
It's also, too, it's so great because you're getting, it's almost like they set a standard. So now you're getting so much content on YouTube that you can watch and find. Like that Hey Rookie, which was just as good.
And to keep going on this roller coaster, because the NFL, again, I just want to keep saying is they keep pushing that mark and opening the doors. And now even Hard Knocks kind of took another approach to it, but then didn't. Was it the Cleveland Browns who came up with their own?
Well, yeah, that, show? Yeah. I watched, look, if we weren't doing a Dallas Cowboys,
Can Fan
podcast, my bandwagon that I'd be on right now would be the Browns.
Oof.
So But
thank God for the Cowboys.
that's a tough bandwagon.
But
to be
because
on.
They like 2 years ago they started to produce like their own Hard Knocks on their YouTube channel. It was pretty sweet. Yeah,
I like anything when it comes to NFL. I don't care what team it is. I like watching the behind the scenes shit.
Last night I was watching on YouTube episode one of the 2008 Hard Knocks with the Cowboys.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and Terrell was in there.
Hey, before we transition,
like sex or.
Let's do it.
Before we do it.
Before Alex is so stoned, he's becoming a female. After he's transitioning into a female.
That's okay. 2021, Irvin, we like it.
Exactly. And I just wanted to show these three goats. Like, pretty epic picture there on the IG.
I can't believe I'm just happy I was able to be there to take that. Like, it was
you did,
such a good game.
It was your first camera, actually.
That is a great pick. I wish Aikman had his helmet off, though.
I know.
That was the only thing.
You fucking gomer.
Aikman was all about.
I wish he had.
Aikman
I wish he had his helmet off.
He was all about safety first.
Oh,
okay?
you never know if an angry fan's gonna whip a bottle at you.
Okay,
or,
so what yeah. if one of? If, okay, so there's three of us here. We all have to take one jersey. Who's taking what?
I would take. I'd take Emmett.
Yeah. Okay. Alex.
I think Alex would be Aikman.
Yeah, I'll take Irvin because you know I met him in real life and
Alex is kind of the quarterback of the podcast. Keeps us rolling.
Okay, put that knife down.
Oh yeah, sorry. I keep having
the demands
knife
his own coaching staff.
Yeah, you're kind of the Aikman. You keep the ball rolling. Irvin adds the loudmouth one that sometimes you just want to shut up.
Come on, bro.
I'm Emmett Smith. I carry it all.
Like, you're the workhorse.
That's right.
I think it's perfect.
And fun fact here. Okay, so Michael Irvin is actually really really small, like short in real life. So think of how short Emmett Smith is. How tall is Emmett Smith?
Probably 5'9". I'm going to say 5'9".
So I was taller. I'm 5'11". I'm taller than Michael Irvin.
No, you're not.
Yes.
You're 100%. You are not taller than Michael Irvin.
Oh, that's Brittany. I'll wear that later.
Searching for Emmett Smith's height and Britney Spears comes up.
So Emmett's
okay, you're right. 5'9". Okay, so how tall is Michael Irvin?
I'd say Irvin's 6'2".
No fucking way.
Yeah, Michael Irvin's 6'2", guaranteed.
No fucking way.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Well, maybe he's 188.
He's 4 inches taller than
6'2".
Yeah, see, he's
fuck
four inches.
That shit.
Guaranteed he is.
Okay, one sec.
Was he hunkered over?
Yeah, I mean he's older.
He must have been. He shrink? How?
I mean, if I'm looking at this picture with Emmett Smith and Irvin,
Adam, you'd be a little bit taller than Emmett Smith.
Yeah.
Right.
How tall are you? 5'10"?
I'm 5'11".
And Aikman's probably 6'3".
Oh, you look at that lank, gangly guy.
Aikman's 6'3".
I'm just bringing up the photo. I'm just bringing up my photo, and I'm pretty sure I'm taller than Michael Irvin
in
this photo.
He's probably in or is he in the middle of you guys? So you're closer to the camera. That's the only reason.
Bullshit.
You're not taller than Michael Irvin.
And
this is how we're bringing out this post that you met Michael Irvin. We're doing it. You're having a height contest with the playmaker.
Oh, you know what?
You lost.
Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. I was totally wrong.
Yeah, I knew you were.
He's way taller than me. I look like fucking Emmett Smith. That's basically Emmett Smith, the other guy who looks like a chunkier version of me, looks like Aikman because of the height, because he's 6'3". And that's right. Yeah, that's exactly it.
The best part about this
maybe I'm 5'9".
The best thing about this is we just ruined a memory. Adam had it in his brain that he was taller than the playmaker.
Than Michael Irvin.
Hey, as the playmaker would say, you just got served, boy.
Oh, look at how weak I have 13 likes. But I did hashtag him the playmaker.
Hey,
did you throw him?
I'll throw that up on. Hey, send that to me. I'll throw it up on the IG tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We'll get more than 13.
Yeah, we'll get those likes. Hey, speaking of,
I really appreciate that, bro.
Yeah,
thanks.
I got you.
Speaking of getting served,
uh oh,
Richard Sherman's gonna get served up prison.
So is this some Adam TMZ or what?
Oh yeah,
TMZ.
Boom, boom, boom. TMZ news. I'm gonna pop it over to my co-host for the Bandwagon Boys TMZ segment, Alex Johnson. Take us away,
Stoney McGee.
Stoney McGee here.
Oven mitt. White Hulk hand
on scene here. Video of Richard Sherman trying to break down his
father-in-law's
door.
Before we go to this, what do you guys know about this? Like, have you guys read about it at all?
Not at all. I saw a quick article, just the headline, basically saying Sherman's in trouble or in custody or whatever, and then I saw this video.
So I read a bit about it.
Okay. Do we want to watch it? And
well, I'll just give a little bit of backstory to get to this, point.
Perfect.
To get to this point. So he was at a family function with his wife and his wife's brother, so his brother-in-law. They got into an altercation. He, I guess, had been into the hard alcohol. This is just per what I've read. He was into two bottles deep of hard liquor. They didn't say what.
Two bottles?
Yeah, but they didn't say the amount, so you don't know if it's a quart or a pint or what, or what we would say, a Mickey. So he ended up leaving the house, and so his wife called 911, and you can listen to the 911 tape, and she's telling cops that he's drinking and driving, and she's just pleading with them that they don't shoot him. So that's how the states is. You have to call the cops, and then you have to plead with them on the 911 phone call asking, well, when you get to him, please just detain him. Don't kill him.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So then he went and he was driving to his mother and father-in-law's house. He drove through a construction site, a live construction site, like they were doing road works at nighttime. I guess he came close to hitting some people through the construction site, completely fucked up his car, got out of his car, and then this led us to this.
Wow.
I feel bad for the guy. I mean, like... they just slagged
him through
the media.
I wonder what the argument
really
was that set it all off. You going to...
You know what? He said he's
putting ketchup on that hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said he's been having a tough year.
I mean, Jesus. Okay,
let's
watch
check
this.
It out.
Come through. Ooh.
Oh, you know he... You...
Let's that go. Hurt, that hurt the shoulder. That got to hurt the shoulder. And good door. If I was that door company, this is my commercial.
It should be. It was pretty good.
By Windsor Doors, they can handle.
I mean,
all pro safety.
He ain't
Richard Sherman.
CB.
All pro CB.
I see. He's
don't
done.
Correct me on my commercial.
I don't think
read.
He's coming back to the NFL.
I think he'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. His wife came out and said this is completely out of character. Like nobody got hurt. I think it's just a shitty moment.
Well, we know the door didn't get hurt.
A shitty moment. Look, okay, I'll agree, and I do hope he comes back. I'm just thinking everything's uber sensitive. That being said,
then he tries to see if the door just opened.
Why the fuck would they? Who the fuck
you
in that family would release the
door
cam photo?
No, it looks like someone's
photo.
Filming the cam.
I know,
looks
but
like
who
filming
the fuck
it.
Would do that?
So it's it could be someone tied to the investigation team or anything like it.
It's not.
I mean, it could be a family member too, but I'm just saying it's not the actual source.
Okay,
file,
so
right?
So this was probably the police confiscated this footage,
yes,
and then
someone
at the
it.
Fucking crooked ass police department,
Seattle Department of
fuck
Law
you.
Enforcement. I hope it's not the family. I hope it was no one that lives there because I don't think it's gonna make the next time he drinks very much. You know, better than this. If you think someone...
Y'all know what I did last time. Let's go!
Yeah, okay, and here's the other half of it, I guess, if we can just get a little sentimental, is like, okay...
I do feel sentimental
what
for
if
guy. I feel bad for him.
Well, I don't know if sentimental, but, you know, what if, he just... what if he had a mental breakdown? And
yeah.
This just could be somehow related to his long football career.
Head CST.
Yep.
You know, like...
CST?
I'm not saying it. No violence is ever... Should ever be like
appropriated,
appropriate, or like saying, okay, this is fine to do because of this, yeah. but what I don't know. I think it just kind of puts it into a little bit of a different context.
He did come out actually, and he was in jail for a few days because they couldn't get granted bail, so he was actually in there for a few days. But once he came out and had a statement. He said he's going to get the help he needs. So, I mean...
Why wouldn't they give him bail?
If there was a reason. Anything to do with domestic violence, you can't post bail.
And so him going aggressive at the door is constituted as...
yeah, because he was trying to get in there. It's a type of...
Oh, shit.
That's good.
So
that's
you rich. Stole that. So people are like, we've seen that.
No, that's good. That's good.
New York breaking door that blocked our show. Shit.
Oh my
god. That is pretty funny.
The Jets sign the door that blocked Richard Sherman.
But you got to give the guy
I know. Settle down. We're going to get to it.
You got to give the guy props though for saying he's going to get the help he needs because sometimes it's hard to say that. And obviously he was self-medicating with alcohol and it got a little carried away. Now that was maybe the eye opener he needed to say
you
that
know
he
what?
Needs to go talk to someone.
They have been legalizing marijuana around North America and this is probably what it is. He got someone whiffed him a marijuana cigarette.
He was a reefer.
Got a little high. He got the high on that reef.
Devil's reefer.
Yeah, that devil's reefer. And you know they're token down in Washington State because
oh yeah, legal I can spell, smell it from here.
Okay, it's legal as hell down there.
Where is he playing now?
He's free agent. Remember, agent, he might get signed for the Cowboys.
That's right.
And you know what? This is a shitty way to look at it. And maybe not, but Jerry Jones is he's a guy that likes value, and you know what? Maybe Richard Sherman just dropped his price by doing that. Maybe no one wants to touch him with a 6 foot or 10 foot pole, and Jerry Jones will give guys second chance. Richard Sherman went to fucking he's an intelligent guy.
Yeah,
I can't remember what Ivy League school he went to, but he went to an Ivy League school.
Stanford.
Was it Stanford? Yeah, I honestly think it was.
When Adam says things,
it's funny
conviction.
Because I honestly think it might have been. Richard Sherman College. Stanford.
Stanford.
We're both. Hey, even a broken clock's right twice.
Oh, fuck you, bro. Fuck you, bro.
Hey, bro. He got you some legit science.
Hey, fuck you, bro.
That's legit science.
But he's a pretty smart guy. He's gonna get the help he needs, and maybe the Cowboys just got themselves a deal.
Holy shit. 4.2. That's what we want.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Want.
I am a Seahawks fan, so I know my boy goes to Stanford University.
Yeah, you do.
Let's just say Richard Sherman. We hope you get the help that you need. And, and welcome to the boys.
Okay, so let's close it off. We got two more segments here. We got one more pop culture. Adam TMZ. Our girl Britney Spears.
Actually, we're revisiting this.
Yeah, an update.
It's an update. Yeah.
If you're under a rock, you probably don't know it, but it's all over. Social media.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about Britney Spears. So her conservatorship, we talked about it before.
I thought you meant what happened now.
She is now getting her own lawyer.
Nice.
But the two things that I wanted to talk about is, one, she's blasting fans right now who just have basically jumped on the bandwagon. So I don't technically agree with her about blasting the bandwagons, but
they're not on our bandwagon.
No,
they're not on our bandwagon.
They're bandwagon fucks, not bandwagon boys.
Yeah, get the fuck off.
But this has been a bit like she's almost been in prison for like the last 10 years of this conservatorship.
Well, I mean, living in $1 million house in fucking California.
What? But
a little bit different than prison. But I guess we can say that.
I mean, I don't know.
Held hostage, maybe.
I think so. I mean, it's the same thing. She can't do anything.
She was a. We grew up watching her at. We were like the same age as her or whatever at 14. This chick was a star. When was she born? 81, so a little bit older.
Oh, you know, Alex, you should just beat it hard to her music videos.
I didn't want to say it, but like, yeah, this is what I grew up to.
Instead
like,
of hit me, baby, one more time. Yeah, yeah. Me, baby.
But it was okay because she was older than
me. She was older than you, yeah.
So it was fine. But it's not okay now to think of. It's just weird. It's this weird looper scenario in your head.
Yeah.
But I don't think she ever had a chance. Like, it was the introduction. Now, I'm talking like, of course, there was always young stars throughout all of history, but Britney Spears entered into the digital age of it.
Took it
right?
to another level. Everybody loved Britney. And can you scroll up for a sec? The best thing, we're going to keep taking advantage of this because look at the Google searches. And we're going to hit on YouTube with this because look how much she's been searched lately.
We're in that Britney hot season.
Adam, great Adam TMZ article because this is going to be clickbaity AF.
AF, okay. Adam TMZ.
Yep, that's
what
me. Right here.
Okay, you got it? Good.
There was all of these things I remember seeing that were kind of like conspiracy theories where they were saying to Britney Spears while she was... she'd do like those shitty fucking weird ass dances and stuff, and they'd
say,
"Hey,
plead for help, cries for help."
And she would go, if someone would put in her message or a bunch of people would say, if you want help, wear a yellow shirt in your next video, and then she would do wear a yellow shirt in the next video.
Right.
So it's like these like cryptic conspiracy or not, it all
links
into at the end here or whether that or not that was actually true, because I'm actually just pulling that out of my ass as a rumor
right.
that I heard. I never looked at myself, but Britney Spears is being haunted by reptilian aliens.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's those fucking chemtrails they're spraying.
It's
that's
the chemtrails.
Made everyone all crazy.
Well, I mean, like, look, now that she has her own lawyer that she's allowed to hire, and it's not the court appointed lawyer or the conservatorship lawyer.
You know
she's
if you were okay, sorry not to cut you off, Adam, but
I did.
Look at this fucking tribute. If you're gonna tribute to the queen of Youthful Pop. Okay. Do a better drawing and put a face on
also,
the fucking
though, too, look at, let's just look at this. Hashtag, so he's just what, hashtag free.
And then
Britney.
There's a space. Does he not understand that if you put a space in your hashtag, it stops the hashtag?
You know hashtag
what,
free.
You know what disgusts me about this photo? I think I have the same hat as that guy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fucking disgusting. Sorry. Hey, question though. So yeah. If she had Instagram and she was in these, like, why couldn't you just be like, yo, this is inhumane. Like, why couldn't you just...
Because technically the conservatorship, they would have the ability to
oh, they
it
could delete it off.
Well,
okay.
Also,
so she had to be sneaky.
It's a legal thing where it's a legal system where they have been granted parentship still as an adult. So it's like you essentially would have the same rights as like a child.
Okay.
Where a child can like...
They get a C before you post whatever it is.
It's just so like, a parent is a guardian of a child. They get to make certain decisions over your free will as a child. Like, the child can't say, I don't care what you say. I'm going out at night at 10.
Yep. No, you ain't.
Or I'm staying up till 1 and there's nothing you do. Like, police.
No, you ain't.
So I think this is the type of same thing where it's like it continues that control that a parent can have on their child.
Well, and she doesn't. So you say she lives in $1 million mansion, but she... She's not allowed going anywhere. She can't spend her money without getting approval for it.
Well, can I just say one thing about this? Maybe she shouldn't have become a pop star. I'm just kidding. I know it wasn't her choice.
How dare you? I mean, look.
At a kid. No.
Jinx.
Trust me. As a
Jinx.
It starts off super innocent. Hey, do you want it? Like, you've got a great talent. You can sing and dance and you're cute.
No, I mean.
You go into it innocently as a kid, never thinking like,
this is gonna
now
change my whole life.
I can't go to McDonald's.
I don't care how. I don't care when people are like, well, you shouldn't have fame. When you see what the paparazzi, how they swarm her and what they do to her, and like, there's like in the documentary, it shows there's no chance someone's gonna be able to live a normal life or have anything but some sort of like freak out.
That's
so.
Why the best thing is you want to be rich, but you don't want to be rich and famous. You just want to be rich. You don't want people to fucking know who you are. You just want to be. You just want to be rich.
I don't know.
No, you say you want to be famous, but do you want to fucking? I would be getting. It'd probably get me more famous. Someone would come up, try to get a picture, and I'd fucking throw something at him or punch him.
Being rich, okay.
Rich would be sweet. Nobody knows who the fuck you are, and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
And being rich would be the best because no one exactly. You still get the same perks as like
a famous person.
Here's the biggest thing, especially with now. Here's a question.
Whoops.
Because, in fact, fame doesn't come with money either.
No, but I mean, so before you'd have to be like, let's say, in Los Angeles in order to be at top of mind of everybody. But now, especially with this last year and the pandemic and everybody leaving LA to go to like Texas and all these other areas and social media. What did you call them, Anth? Social media boxes or platforms?
No.
Apps? I don't fucking
social
know.
Apps. Apps.
Some boomer fucking.
Everything you do is on your phone.
The
so
Facebook.
It's just,
I don't know. Like,
but
I dropped the ball there. Platforms. Platforms.
No, I said platforms. You definitely didn't say platforms.
No, I'm saying, I'm reiterating to myself that it's platforms, not app boxes.
But now you don't. Now you don't necessarily need to. You could still be famous, and you could still be rich without having the chaoticness
not
and
if you're,
circus
not
of
if,
like
not
LA.
If you're, not if you're fucking super. Not if you're Britney Spears famous. You can't. Like, that's like everybody knows who you are, no matter what country you go to. You're saying you could still be famous. You could still have a following, and you could still live a normal life. But
do you
like
think,
she was like uber fucking famous.
Do you think to boomers like you? Do
hey,
you think
millennial son fucking repping
like,
it?
I don't know how I got into this last couple of days, but I've been just on this Dane Cook train. Remember how fucking megastar?
I fucking hated Dane Cook.
Why?
I did not like Dane Cook.
Why?
I didn't think he was funny. I thought he was annoying.
Okay, I thought he was hilarious. And
did you see him now?
Oh yeah, he kind of looks a little scary.
He looks
weird. He hasn't.
Don't get plastic surgery. Like, just let yourself fucking age, man.
But
Dane Cook
Dane Cook hasn't been on the map since like 2010.
So why did he get canceled?
He didn't really get canceled. He just kind of disappeared. His brother embezzled like millions and millions of dollars of his money.
They still doesn't.
And I can't wait to do that to you.
He was on.
No,
was
I'm gonna
on,
do that to you. I'm gonna do that to
hey,
you.
Hey, you know what? Embezzle all you want. Just leave me at least enough and make sure I don't get plastic surgery to look like
but
what? Hey, Anth, do you have ghost hands pulling your face back 24/7?
Like, I saw a video of him talking. I was like, that's Dane Cook. He doesn't even look recognizable.
I know.
That's why he's everyone's left him alone. He's like the chick from Dirty Dancing that got the nose job and then didn't get any roles after because he looks like a completely different fucking person.
I read this comment because I was listening to some of his new stand-up. Oh, my gosh. And someone's like, why does Dane Cook like he looks like he's transforming into Will Ferrell?
Oh. Well, this is the thing. When you get plastic surgery, you usually don't look better than how you would have just looked if you aged.
I mean,
like that if someone showed me a picture of that, I wouldn't have known that was Dane Cook.
I mean, Dane Cook, I will say this. I still listen to him. I listened to him a bunch this last week. Fucking hilarious,
Did
man.
You see the episode of Your Mom's House with Dane Cook?
No.
It's worth a watch because he goes through the story in depth. But it's
I listened to a different podcast with him on it this week in my rabbit hole of Dane Cook. No idea why I brought this up.
I like it. We're at that point when we've all had a couple drinks.
We're just getting...
And we just... He looks better with facial hair.
Oh my gosh, that one right there. To the right. To the right. Is that Dane
this?
Cook? Yeah, that guy. That's not Dane Cook. He looks like someone took Jason Momoa and Dane Cook and jammed them together.
It looks like someone came over down and took over his body. Like an ant. That's weird.
Hey.
He doesn't look bad. He just doesn't look like he used to look like.
He kind of looks like... Actually, he looks like a... one of the wrestlers from the NWO that like was just one of the 13.
One of the guys.
One of the 13.
Do you mean Big Papa Pump?
The problem is that, you can tell what he did. He got a facelift so that he didn't get wrinkles, but he probably would have looked better.
He also got a facelift. He had very bad acting growing up, so he had like craters in his face, and I think that probably stemmed to some sort of...
He kind
of
looks like Mickey Rooney here.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke.
Speaking of absolute... Like butchered. Okay, bring up. I feel bad for Mickey Rourke. Yeah. Like, what were you thinking?
Now he was a beautiful young man.
Mickey Rourke was a gorgeous guy.
If you were in a room between Brad Pitt and Mickey Rourke, who would you take?
Mickey Rourke now because he's like a nightmare. I just want to be around a nightmare.
You would take him so he haunts your dreams.
I would drink. Look at him.
Okay, this guy.
What the fuck?
The guy on the left. If you're checking out our
if you're, not,
podcast,
Google,
you're not Google
Mickey Rourke before and after.
Okay. Yeah. So Mickey Rourke here looks like on the right. Mickey Rourke looks like someone took Mickey Rourke and fucking Tim Allen and then gave them a fucking the chick from Dirty Dancing's nose.
Oh my god.
He looks like someone skinned him alive and are wearing his face. And it's like kind of puffy and like, why, man?
But here's the thing.
He would have been a good-looking old guy.
Yeah.
Like, if he just would have just not done anything, he would have... Yeah, you have wrinkles. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You're still going to be a good... Like, look at Brad Pitt. Like, look at some of the dudes that just age that are good-looking dudes and they're young.
Brad Pitt, give me some.
Like, I mean, isn't like that bad there.
No, right there to the right. Go to that one to the right.
Well, the right, but on the left.
No, down.
He's looking better now. The deep V one
right there. That one.
I think he needs...
Give me a big screen of that one.
I think I can't wait to rock a deep V next episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so next episode, are we doing DVs?
DVs, everybody DVs. Okay.
DVs.
Where do you even buy a DVD?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go to Walmart.
I might just cut one.
This
is a Walmart shirt.
Okay, we need white deep Mickey Rourke episodes.
We're doing white. Oh, but I'll be like that fat kid at the water slide that's wearing a white shirt, and I'll just keep pulling it off my body.
Oh, man.
I'm still game with it.
What would Jerry do?
All right, you dirty little fuck, sit down.
Sit down.
Okay.
Shut up.
So I got a good one here. And this is actually
a... Well, we'll be the judges if it's a good one or not.
I always say it's a good one. But this is a magical segue. We're talking about movies, the arts.
Did it just line up perfectly?
It did line up perfectly. So nice. Jerry Jones is sitting at home. He's in his large theater by himself. He laughs out loud. And he's always yelling for the people who are working in his building.
His help.
Are you not allowed to say the help?
Quick question here. So, like, you know how most people have a theater room? Like, it's about, you know, it's not massive. Does he have a full size, like, cinema?
I think he's got he's got a full theater, all the seats, but it's just him, and he's sitting in, like, a weird place, like, the front corner to the right.
Yeah, to the right. Like, he's off to the side somewhere. He's not in, like, the most pristine spot.
No.
He's, like, in a spot that you only take if you're running late.
He takes a handicap section.
Yeah. And he's got his feet up.
For sure he does.
And he's yelling. He's always yelling at, like, oh, come see this.
Yeah, but nobody's there.
Jeremy, come see. And Jeremy has to stop working and walk over.
Yes,
to
Jerry. That's funny.
Look, and you know what? They don't do it in the actual movie theaters, but halfway through, I want you to come with that little trolley, and I want you to ask me if I want some nibs or some Twizzlers.
Nibs.
Get your ass in here, Jeremy.
Now, I might not get anything. Also, bring one of those pans that they got in the hospital so I can have a piss.
Because we don't pause it, or he gets up and he rushes. He like hustles to the bathroom really quick just to simulate like what it's like at an actual theater.
Yeah.
Jerry, you own this theater. Why don't you just pause it?
Just
No. Excuse me. Okay. Do they pause it in an actual movie theater?
Jeremy,
Tell me what now.
Did I miss?
Sit down. Come sit and take notes for what I miss.
Yeah, Jeremy, get in there and you watch the show for me.
In mid-piss, Jerry starts thinking, well, you know, he's considering his own life. And he's like, man, I can't wait to make a movie of my life. So now he's going through his head. And he's like, what would Jerry do is... I guess, what would Jerry do? Who would Jerry cast as himself and then maybe some other characters?
So, like, young,
you can think
or like, you have to do young Jerry, mid-age Jerry.
Exactly.
Jerry. Or would you, okay, I got my answer.
Yeah, totally. Benjamin Button type of, that's not a good one.
I can't add, you got one already?
Yep.
So, young, mid-age.
What do we do in
old?
Young, like, I don't know any kid actors.
No.
Can we say anyone?
Anyone.
Oh, nice.
And we can pick their. Because remember, Jerry doesn't watch. Jerry's only watching movies up till 1999. Like, that's all that rolls in the theater.
So we're saying we can pick any actor at any age at any point in our lives.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, but
Hang on. Okay.
I think it has to be right now. Like, I think it has to be like it's going into production in 2021, 2022.
Okay.
He has to cast someone right now.
We're hashing out the rules.
So let's say a 30, a 50, and then a 70.
Okay, so
I'm 30. Okay, gotcha.
Like 20, 30.
I'm going to go right off the bat here, and he's casting Matt Damon, and Matt Damon's going to play he's going to play young, middle, young, old, and then. And then, like, middle-aged Jerry Jones.
He's going all three. You know what? And that reminds me when it goes to in Saving Private Ryan, when it shows the young Matt Damon and then it cuts to the old Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, yeah. When he's kind of, like, also crying with the tears in the eyes.
That's totally...
Saving Private Ryan, one of my favorite movies. And that range and that old guy... Well, Jerry, that wasn't Matt Damon as the old guy.
But Jerry's going to be on set the whole time just critiquing...
No. I didn't say it like that.
Critiquing Matt Damon.
Okay, bring up the Matt Damon screen. Bring up the Matt Damon.
Right there. It's like shows his face and it just like goes to like this older guy.
No, this is it right here.
That's it.
I think, okay, now bring up Jerry Jones.
I could see Matt Damon pulling it off.
Oh, yeah, Matt Damon would totally
mostly
pull
just because I think he could act it.
Yeah, he would do all three stages of life.
Okay, so and Matt Damon is playing a new role coming out. Called Stillwater, where he's some sort of oil rig worker, and his daughter gets.
Didn't that already come out?
No, it's out. Right, it's.
Am I having a fucking Mandela effect? I swear to fuck, probably. I've already
Me
seen
too.
This.
You've probably seen the trailer, but his daughter is studying overseas in Paris, and she gets blamed for a murder, and he's like. The only reason I say Matt Damon is because I feel
he
like...
He did a different movie where he was like a lawyer fighting about like water.
Now, yeah, Rainmaker. That was like one of his first movies.
No. That's not it.
This is where I think...
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Do Matt Damon oil movie.
The water one's Aaron Brockovich.
No, that's not any of them. You're wrong. You were wrong.
Rainmaker.
Promised Land, bitch. What year was that? Like 2010?
2012.
2012, bitch.
Okay, you know what?
Sit down.
Guess what? Never seen it.
He's an oil. Yeah. Anyways,
is it good though?
I've never watched it.
How did you know though?
Because I was like, what you were describing, I'd seen a trailer for Matt Damon in it before.
Yeah. So, type in Matt Damon Stillwater. Take a look what he looks like. I read he was like he visited a bunch of Trump supporters to kind because Matt Damon is so not a Trump supporter, but he was talking about like.
I hate how like being like a personality can be just like you can just be broken down as a Trump supporter.
But look, I feel like Jerry.
Oh my God, that guy's a Trump supporter.
Jerry Jones is gonna go watch this movie and he's gonna be like, you know what? He definitely plays Midwest. He definitely could be and actually his character in Ford versus Ferrari is that's the one. That's the one that Jerry Jones says. So, you know, I want Matt Damon.
That would be the
one.
Plays, so
he
loved it.
He plays Shelby.
But this is
my favorite type of card.
This is my take on it. Jerry Jones these are people he wants to play his life. So he's choosing Jason Momoa as himself.
Yeah,
when he's
young. Totally.
Like just a.
They're like, Jerry, this isn't gonna work. You guys aren't the same race. You're not the same height.
Would he pick Jerry Joe? Would he pick? Sorry, would he pick Jason Momoa or take The Rock?
Yeah, either or Jason Momoa, but this then is, they're like in old yeah. white guy makeup.
No, that's exactly what he does. He does Jason Momoa. No, as the young, and then he switches to Denzel Washington as older, just because he likes the actor.
They're like, like Jerry's just like, I'm having my favorite actors play my favorite time of my life.
And then when they and then
and
when,
God damn it, I don't care about the color of their skin.
And then well, he can't. And not then if you're Jerry Jones, you go for
it's a movie. People know it's make believe. They know this isn't Jerry Jones. Come on.
What? You're just not colorblind like I am.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they do that transition, and Jerry plays himself.
Oh, he's going. So you got. Yeah. So oh, wow. You're going Momoa.
Momoa.
Denzel Washington. Jerry Jones.
Okay, so.
You know what? I'm intrigued. That is a fucking movie I'd watch.
Okay.
Would you watch that, though? Of course I would.
Fucking right,
okay,
I would.
Okay, you tell me who you're casting, and then I want to throw another quick spin on it.
You throw it in, because I don't even know if I'm going to say anything, because you guys nailed it down. Okay, so. You get yours in.
Jerry Jones. It's him narrating the movie, kind of like that Shawshank movie, and he's being interviewed. So it goes from like real interviews of him talking about his life to then dramatized scenes. And
documentary with live or with acted scenes.
Yeah, but no, hang on a second. But don't
sorry, you're getting Oscared.
I thought you were.
I was gonna say, who does Jerry hire to direct the movie? So if you can't answer who's playing
Quentin
Jerry?
Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, that's fair.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Is Quentin's 10th movie? 10th and final movie?
He would not do a Jerry Jones.
I think that.
Hey, money fucking talks, son.
I think.
Hey.
Okay, QT. Answer to QT.
My answer? I don't have an answer. You guys fucking took it up to the woods with that shit. For the bandwagon boys and your host, Anth Best, Big HUD, get us the fuck out of here. Talking